Welcome to Total Engagement with me, Matt Kuhn, on the MLW Radio Network, brought to you by our good friends over there at WrestleZone.com. I'm Matt Kuhn, and boy, oh boy, what a week. We have had record downloads every single day this week. And I have to credit a lot to the story that we did last week, where I exposed not just a fake wrestling journalist, Mr. Brad Shepherd, but I also exposed not just one, but two very dubious, very terrible websites. I didn't go into a lot of detail about it last week, but I'm going to go into more detail about it this week, today. And of course, this is Total Engagement. Make sure to give us a five-star review over there on iTunes. I want to get up to 500 reviews. When we do, I'll have a little sum extra for you. Also, make sure to tell all your friends about Total Engagement. Do me a favor. Contact us over on Twitter at Matt Kuhn Music or at Total Engage Show to interact with me and get the latest on what we're doing here at Total Engagement. It's Total Engagement with me, Matt Kuhn. So last week, I didn't exactly break the internet, but got a lot of attention. A lot of people were very happy about the fact that I exposed Brad Shepherd for the fraud that he is someone who says he has sources, says he double checks, says he triple checks. He went on a tirade against me and Disco Inferno and all these other people. He used the R word about people. And then I did my expose and I didn't give too many details about it, but I'm going to give a few more details about it this week and also talk about a little bit of the fallout from what happened last week. So as I confessed last week, I gave Brad Shepherd some stories. And all I did, the first one, is I opened up a fake Twitter account. I guess you all call it a burner account. And I sent him just anonymous DM. And the first one I sent him was about the fact that with Pritchard and Heyman getting hired, that Vince McMahon suggested Russo get hired. Shepherd tweeted as news. He told me that he confirmed that story with two other sources. He told me he confirmed that story with his quote-unquote WWE sources, the story that I made up. And then he tweeted it as news, and Ringside News covered it. Ringside News, the same organization, the same self-proclaimed news site that said he was accurate and they're accurate. And then I opened up a Gmail account. I believe it was called Brad Shepherd's Friend at gmail.com, and I sent him a bunch of stories on the same email. One was that they're cutting down on leaks and they're going to revisit their no disclosure agreements, their NDAs, word for word, put out by Brad Shepherd, word for word, was printed by Ringside News. Another story I gave them is I said that Buddy Murphy was being treated like Kofi Kingston, like he was an accident. I gave him another story about the fact that the SmackDown and Raw backstage segments were a little botchy, that they were going to start doing those as pre-tapes from now on. Brad Shepherd put it out as a tweet, my sources tell me, and then Ringside News covered it as news. I mean, I can keep going if you want to. There were five examples that I put on Twitter, five different examples of this guy just saying something that came from his sources and just putting it out there, and then Ringside News covering it like it's news, trusting him. Now, at this point, they have to know he's fake. Since the expose came out last week on Total Engagement, Ringside News has not covered one single thing that Brad Shepherd has said is news. They haven't cut ties with him, but they sure bad-talked me before I showed them that I had the goods. And let's not forget about the fact that I said the wrestling war is real, and I sent him those domain names that he put out there and Forbes covered, and the fact that I own those domains, which is WednesdayNightWar.com, WednesdayNightWars.com, if you want to buy them, holler at your boy. All this was put out by Ringside News as fact, as a story, and they were very indignant that Brad Shepherd was someone who had sources. Well, I've proved he doesn't have sources. It does kind of question where his stories come from. Now, I was under the belief that he just made them up. I've heard from two different people now that there is someone out there posing as a source who used to have a verified account that said something, something, WWE, and it's no longer verified. and they would get things from other verified accounts because apparently you can do that. Even though this person was not with the company, pass it off to people as news, try to pass it off to other journalists as news. And it's not, but pass it off to Brad Shepard. He believed it. And then some stuff he just makes up. Some stuff he gives you both sides. And then he says, aha, I was right. Goldberg's not coming back. Goldberg's coming back. Aha, I told you Goldberg's coming back. Sasha's coming back in April. Sasha's coming back in May. Sasha's coming back in June, July. No. Sasha's coming back. Oh, she's back. I told you she's coming back. So he makes up a lot. He has a bad source. He lies about the sourcing. This is a guy who does not belong in wrestling journalism. Now, luckily for us, I think he's gotten the hint. Because since the expose came out, he has not put out anything that said my sources until today, where he put out my sources say that the Johnny Impact, John Hennigan has been signed by WWE. This was 3 hours after the story came out. Before that, this whole week, not one my sources, which of course tells you that he knows the gig is up. He knows we all know he's a fake. And if he starts it again, I think y'all out there, if you're on Twitter and you follow him, you need to say, dude, you've been exposed. Please stop putting false stuff out there. There's enough bad things out there in the world where we don't have to make things up. He was exposed really badly. Like last week, I'm not tooting my own horn, but he was exposed really, really badly by me. I showed for a fact that his stories are not legit. I showed for a fact he doesn't vet his sources. I showed for a fact he doesn't care about what his sources are. He will pass along anything. And furthermore, Ringside News will pass anything along, and they doubled down on him even after the expose, but yet not carried any of his stories, saying we trust Brad Shepard. But they're not going to cover anything else that he does because everybody knows it's false. But he had a podcast this week, and he did not mention one thing about what I did. He didn't come back at me. He just ignored it altogether. Now, don't you think if you were 1,000% proved as a fake, and you choose not to respond, first of all, that's the smart move, right? But second of all, I think that means that you know you're guilty. I've received a lot of thanks from a lot of people about this, but you don't have to thank me at all because I'm just a fan and I want the best environment for all fans. My son is a wrestling fan. Other kids are wrestling fans. There's wrestling fans of all shapes and sizes and colors. Let's talk about that. Ringside News, you know, furthermore buried themselves by putting out a meme where they said every champion in SmackDown history was good except Kofi. And they had Kofi in the middle and just said, not you. And it came off as very, very racist. Thank you to all these champs except Kofi. I understand you may not like Kofi, but to say that he had a run that's not as good as Bray Wyatt's or not as good as Jinder Mahal's or not as good as Randy Orton's or whatever since we've had the brand split, it came off really bad. A lot of people saw it as racist. It was a very bad look, and it shows why Ringside News was buried and should be buried. Lastly, there's a website called Pro Sports Extra that I guess it's a blog site. It makes $8 a day. But not only did they, you know, continue to keep this guy on as a quote-unquote employee, or whatever, even though, again, he's chosen not to break any stories this week. I wonder why. When somebody said something to them about my story and said that they were fake, this guy Trevor, let off a long homophobic rant. The next day, he apologized to anybody who had to be homosexual, if they were offended, by his terrible homophobic rant. So today, we're going to have what I'm going to call a little bit of a funeral. So let's hear the funeral sounds. Here lies Brad Shepard's journalism career. Rest in peace. You did not do anything good for anybody. You lied about Nia Jax and Rusev. And you went after Kalisto's wife in a mean way. And that's what we remember. Rest in peace. Rest in peace. Brad Shepard's journalism career. Pro Sports Extra, you willingly have someone on your staff as someone who says they have scoops, but is definitely making them up and definitely has nothing. And you're also very homophobic. and you have a lot of hatred in your heart. We will not miss you. Rest in peace, Pro Sports Extra. Ringside news. A lot of people think you're racist now. And instead of cutting ties with Brad Shepherd, what you did is you chose to continue to say that he was a good source, even though he's been proven time and time and time again to be wrong, time and time and time again to be guessing, and then now proven by me to use information that was made up by a guitar player in Virginia. Rest in peace. Rest in peace. Ringside News. Rest in peace, Pro Sports Extra, and rest in peace, Brad Shepherd's journalism career. You're done, son. But I'm not done, because it is total engagement. I heard you guys when you said you want more wrestling content, so we gave you a lot more wrestling content this week. I believe what's coming up this weekend is we're going to have a This Week in Wrestling on Sunday, and tomorrow, Saturday, yet another edition, Crime in Wrestling. We're going to have different people on to talk with us, but we're going to have JP Zarka on yet again, I believe, to talk about Jimmy Snuka. So thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for supporting us. I'm going to have some Patreon news coming up, and everybody's going to get a chance to get lots of content. If you want to support this podcast, if you see how hard we work, if you see the family we're creating, I hope you want to support us. I hope you want to support this podcast and keep it going on every single day. And you can tell everybody how much you enjoy Total Engagement with me, Matt Coombs.